Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You bet just $1 on any NFL game and you win $100 in free bets if either team even scores a point. By the way, the last 0-0 tie in the NFL, well, that happened in 1943. So let's call this one a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and you'll win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante, along with Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, we got quite a game to talk about with Penn State, Iowa, don't we?
This is one of those games where the obvious thing is obvious. And Sean Clifford not playing for most of the game is the deciding factor in this game. But, you know, the 2.5 quarters still happened after he was out of the game. So, you know, things happened and we will discuss them. But that's really the game to me. Sean Clifford was injured, your starting quarterback whom everything rides on, and we all know that, the worst thing possibly happened, and that's where this starts and ends, but it didn't end there, because that's how that works.
Well, first of all, as I always say, you're the expert we bring in to clarify things for us, and it's for words of wisdom like, the obvious is the obvious.
Sure.
That's why we have you, T. Frank. Let's get to that obvious, which is the injury to Sean Clifford. Penn State was up 17-3, playing well with Sean Clifford, even if his very first pass was that interception, which was an ill-advised pass. Let's talk about what came after that, which is what everybody is talking about. Taquan Roberson comes into the game, and things just completely fall apart to the point where I felt bad for Roberson. But in hindsight now, in watching the tape, what did you see with Roberson? There's so many ways to look at this. Was this a case where he's not a Big Ten caliber quarterback, or was it circumstances that did him in?
So it does start with Clifford in the sense that the game plan they were running was for a fifth-year senior quarterback who had been in the program and had been getting all the reps. It was a pass-centric attack, and that was the correct, watching the film, that's the correct way to attack Iowa. Would you like to be as dominant up front and have an even match along the defensive line and offensive line with them? Yeah. But then if Penn State had that, this would have been a runaway laugher. Sean Clifford and the passing attack, he was 15 of 20 for over 125 yards from a clean pocket. And that was the operation factor for Penn State, is they knew that they could keep that bigger, stronger, slower defensive line at bay. And they did. And they were scoring. They scored 17 points before halftime. There was 12 minutes left when Sean Clifford went out. Reasonably, they had been on drives of 14 and 9 plays, another one of 6 plays that ended in an interception. So you could reasonably think they were going to have another crack at points before halftime and then get the ball. That was how the game was beginning to play out. Roberson comes in, and this is really the question. What you asked is he not a Big Ten quarterback, or is it circumstance? And I haven't made up my mind yet because I want to give him another week to see what he does when the game plan is designed for him. My gut tells me, and this is, I try not to ever say things from my gut because usually your gut is missing something, but my gut is no. Like, he probably isn't a Big Ten quarterback, at least right now. So what does he do with a game plan that is designed for him? Because they tried to operate the same plan with him at quarterback. They had about 2 or 3 passes where he had to read a zone concept, and he threw the ball directly to the other team twice. So they abandoned that plan and went for, let's bleed the clock, nickel and dime our way down the field, put together a couple of drives, maybe kick two field goals, and get out of here with a win and just count ourselves lucky. They came up 3 points short, 5 points short, if you want to call it, to get to 25 to beat Iowa, which is all you had to do against that offense. And they just couldn't muster that with the quarterback and the situation he was put in.
And that situation he was put in, there were some other circumstances. He got very little good field position.
Yep.
He also was not helped by his tight end, Brenton Strange, who dropped two passes.
Yep. So, by the way, that is the game plan. That is the game plan that I think a lot of people still think works of, you just need to get to third and manageable, and then you can convert it. And that's the point of not to drive this point home to a silly degree, but if you have a competent quarterback and a competent passing attack, you don't have to worry about, did we get 3 yards on first down? That's what they were reduced to. They were reduced to playing Iowa's game of football. That's what they were trying to do in the second half. And it's super inefficient. It puts you in a position to lose football games, because things like drops, things like procedural penalties, all of those can come back and ruin your field position and your down in distance if you're not picking up 7, 8, 9 yards when you have the opportunity to.
Obviously, bigger chunk yardage plays are going to help you, and we've talked about it. James Franklin always talks about, besides turnovers, those chunk plays are the biggest variable in whether you win or lose a game. But in a situation where you're up a couple touchdowns, you have an Iowa team that's not good offensively, and you have a wonderful defense, which we will get to, T. Frank. At this point, is it a case where Penn State, they weren't X number of points away from winning? They might have been a few first downs away from winning. And you get drops that not only end a drive or end two drives with two drops, but you now have a quarterback who's probably lacking in confidence anyway. You get a couple drops on him. That can't help his confidence very much.
No, and I'm not trying to create excuses. By the way, if you explain anything to certain people, you're creating excuses. Like, there's no reason Penn State shouldn't have won that game. The backup quarterback not being prepared, there's no excuse for that. Because remember, Oklahoma has a 5-star quarterback that just walked into a game and won it for them over Texas. Because Penn State has... not to get sidetracked here, but if you want to place blame for what happened on Saturday, Joe Moorhead leaving Penn State to go be the head coach at Mississippi State created a void in a talented offensive coordinator for 2 years, which slowed your development and your recruiting of high-level quarterbacks, which Penn State was trying to pick up and keep going. That is one thing that this program, in their development process of not being one of the top 4 schools that can just be a quarterback factory, that set them back to the point now where they have Mike Yurcich that they have to kind of reset that. So that is a large part of why Taquan Roberson was in the situation he was in on Saturday. That being said, the backup quarterback, the number of reps he gets with the starters, especially when you're putting in a new offense, is not high. So was Brenton Strange used to catching the ball from Roberson, who... Mike Yurcich described him as having great ball velocity. He's got great zip on the ball. That is not a way you would describe Sean Clifford. Now, Sean Clifford throws a catchable ball. I don't think his arm strength is nearly as bad as some people want to say it is, but it is different. It's just catching a different ball from somebody. And all of these things are happening on the fly with no practice. So, Strange, you got to catch the ball. That's absolutely the case. But that I'm not surprised, I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised there were a couple of drops and procedural penalties when you put in your backup quarterback who hasn't taken any reps with the first team unit probably all season.
Well, speaking of that, and you bring up a couple good topics, I want to talk about the idea that you're now dealing with a different quarterback. It's not so much that he's a backup, it's that he's a different quarterback. Ball comes out of his hand differently. Brenton Strange, I'm not used to seeing the ball come out that way. It's coming out differently. The other aspect to this is at the line of scrimmage with the offensive line. The cadence is different. You see this. You see it in the NFL. New quarterback comes in. There'll be a false start. There'll be something going on. But what we had here, though, T. Frank, was a situation that, it didn't happen once or twice or three times or four times. Well, what were there? Eight false starts till they went to a silent count. How could this team, how did they have to wait that many penalties to happen before changing that?
So that's a great question. I've never been a coach at the Power 5 level. So, you know, when it comes to the procedures of that, I think people oversimplify a lot of these things. But in the end, you're right. How do you let that happen? How do you not go to that sooner? I think there's an, and by the way, you're asking me who, I did not have a chance to talk to James Franklin after the game. I was here in my studio to do my post-game show. So that is a great question. I'm pulling up the drive chart now because off my recollection, I don't necessarily remember where it happened. But from what I remember, there were drives where they didn't have those problems. And then they crept back into the game. So I apologize if I'm talking in circles here. But the first drive, they do have the first drive Taquan Roberson is in. They get negative 16 yards. And then they're able to operate a couple of drives before the half. That happens again. Then they go on an 11-play, 42-yard drive and get a field goal. Then after that, they creep back into the problem in the fourth quarter. So it wasn't like it was every single drive. It was the first two, then it didn't happen, and then it happened a lot. So that's, to me, that's part of the narrative of you wanted to see if you could have these guys adjust, work together, on the fly, fix the problem before you pull the ripcord, push the panic button, and change something dramatically, which we all know James Franklin is not interested in making dramatic changes. He does not want to do, especially given you have a new quarterback in the game, changing even more things is going to cause a problem. And then it became a problem to the point they had to do something. And at that point, I think it's a bit of hindsight because they were able to move the ball and not have procedural penalties for a couple of drives before it came back. Now, if you want to say there's no excuse, okay. I'm just telling you what I saw, and I'm telling you the factors that might be involved in why that happened.
Okay, that's going to have to be it for quarter number one. Obviously, we are going to pick up this conversation in quarter number two. Still a lot to talk about, not just what happened on offense, but how well the defense played and what we have to look forward to based on that game. Stick around for quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.